listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, YKHC's tobacco prevention and cessation.
Good morning, YK Delta, and welcome to the Wellness Wednesday radio show. My name is Victoria Galanopoulos, and I'm the Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Program Coordinator at YKHC. Co-hosting the show with me today is Andrea Emery Johnson from the Diabetes Prevention and Control Program at YKHC. Thank you, Emery, for co-hosting and co-producing today's show. Would you tell our listeners about your role at YKHC and introduce today's topic?
Hey, good morning, Victoria. My name is Andrea Emery Johnson, but most people refer to me as Emery. I am an outreach specialist here under YKHC's Diabetes Prevention and Control Department. And today's topic for the show is nutrition, as March is National Nutrition Month. Eating healthy and diabetes prevention is an important topic we discuss frequently in our patient education program. I'm excited to be on today's show and share what we have learned. Nutrition, or food choices we make, have a huge role in both preventing and managing diabetes. Being mindful of what foods we put into our bodies will positively impact our body's functions. Eating and drinking sugar-sweetened beverages and highly processed foods will elevate blood sugar levels and increase risk for cardiovascular disease such as heart attack or stroke. Additionally, prolonged elevated high blood sugar levels over time can increase your risk for type 2 diabetes, which may result in poor vision, slow healing cuts or sores, feeling sluggish, and much more. Drinking water and eating balanced meals with lean proteins, whole grains, with vegetables and fruits, along with some healthy fats, will provide an increased chance of feeling better overall and reduce risk to the above-mentioned health issues.
Emery, thank you. That was a great introduction to today's topic. I think many of us have heard at one point in our lives that eating healthy is important. And if we consume healthy foods in the correct quantity for our body type, we can reduce our risk for several chronic diseases. However, I know from personal experience, it's not always easy to eat healthy for a variety of different reasons. Therefore, to help us break this down and dive deeper into the subject, we turn to a few experts in nutrition. Our first expert is Audrey Conrad. She's a registered dietitian for the YKHC's diabetes program. Thank you for agreeing to be our guest today. Audrey, can you tell our listeners a little bit about you and your role at YKHC?
Thank you for having me on Wellness Wednesday. A little bit about myself. I completed my bachelor's degree in dietetics from a university in New York and my master's degree from UAA last year. I moved up to Bethel last October with my husband and two dogs. My specific role in the diabetes program is to assess nutrition-related health needs of patients while considering various factors affecting nutrition and health. From this assessment, I work with the patient to collaboratively develop priorities, goals, and objectives to implement a nutrition care plan. I provide ongoing nutrition counseling and education for disease management. When considering my profession, specifically in diabetes management, research has shown that reductions in HbA1c after receiving 3 to 6 months of medical nutrition therapy can be similar or greater than what would be expected with treatment from diabetes medications.
Audrey, for our listeners that aren't familiar with HbA1c, what it is, can you define that, please?
Yeah, of course. HbA1c is also known as glycated hemoglobin. It measures the average blood glucose during the previous 2 to 3 months. Essentially, it measures how sugar-coated or glycated your hemoglobin-containing red blood cells are. A high number HbA1c would indicate that your blood sugar has been elevated during the previous 2 to 3 months. HbA1c helps guide treatment plans and understand what interventions are working for diabetes management.
So thank you. That seems to make sense. I mean, I can see that looking at over an average of 2 to 3 months would make more sense, because if you do a test for a blood sugar level and say somebody eats a lot of sugar just that one day, but they're not eating it on a regular basis, that's really not a good indicator as to their blood glucose levels. So I can see the benefit in that. So thank you, Audrey. The other expert we turn to is the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. The Academy is the world's largest organization of food and nutrition professionals. They provide the accreditation for health professionals like Audrey. Additionally, the National Nutrition Month that takes place annually in March is a campaign created by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. During the month of March, the Academy invites everyone to learn how to make informed food choices and develop healthful eating and physical activity habits. They provide us with four key nutrition messages to focus on for each week of March. We invite our listeners to write down each key message and select one action to focus on for each week. If you aren't able to write down the key messages today, you can always find the information that we're discussing today on eatright.org website. At the end of the show, we'll provide a few resources that will also include the website information again. Our guest nutritional expert, Audrey, has agreed to answer our questions so that we can gain a deeper understanding of the four key nutrition messages. So starting with week one, which is the week that we're in now, the Academy indicates we should try to eat a variety of nutritious foods every day. They suggest steps that we can follow to accomplish this goal by including healthful foods from all food groups. Hydrate healthfully. Learn how to read nutrition labels. Avoid distractions while eating, like watching TV, maybe doing work, and take time to enjoy your food. Audrey, the first suggestion indicates we should include healthful foods from all food groups. Can you tell us what the food groups are and how can someone easily accomplish this goal?
Yeah, so the five food groups include vegetables, fruits, dairy, protein foods, and oils, also known as fats. An easy way to accomplish this goal is to consume a variety of nutrient-dense foods for every meal, being mindful of your hunger and fullness cues. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommend making every bite count. Nutrient-dense foods provide vitamins and minerals and have little or no added sugars, saturated fat, and sodium. When choosing foods from the five food groups, consider the following. For vegetables, try to eat the rainbow. Include vegetables that are dark green, purple, yellow, red, and orange. For fruits, focus on eating whole fruit. Tundra berries are full of antioxidants and fiber. Grains, make at least half of your grains whole, like wheat, barley, rye, and oat. Dairy, include fat-free or low-fat milk, yogurt, and cheese. Protein foods include subsistence meats like moose, ptarmigan, bird, fish, store-bought lean meats, and poultry. Eggs, beans, peas, lentils, nuts, and seeds are also protein sources. For oils, choose vegetable oils like olive oil and soybean oil. And also eat foods high in healthy oils like fish and nuts.
Okay, thank you. So the second step indicates we should hydrate healthfully. Why is that important, and are all liquids equal?
Not all liquids are equal. Sugary drinks contain calories, but little nutritional value. People that often drink sugary drinks are more likely to face health problems like weight gain, obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and kidney disease. Getting enough water every day is important for your health. Drinking water can prevent dehydration. Dehydration is a condition that can cause unclear thinking, cause your body to overheat, and lead to constipation and kidney stones. Water helps your body keep a normal temperature, lubricate and cushion your joints, protect your spinal cord and other sensitive tissues, and get rid of waste and toxins through urination, perspiration, and bowel movements.
For week two of eatright.org's weekly key is to try to meal plan. Meal planning is where we would take a day or two to figure out what you'd make, bake, cook, or prepare your food for a week. My friend does a month, which works great too. Typically, when I think of meal planning, it consists of meals for lunch and dinner, as usually those are the bigger meals for the day. This can help take the daily stress or headache of asking yourself, what's for dinner, or your kid or kids asking you that. It also helps by giving your schedule some structure, which can help guide our days to go a little smoother. Audrey, most people I know usually stock up on game meat in the freezer, which helps people out all year long. What other foods are good to stock up on for the week, and what foods can you stock up on for the month?
Food items that you may need to consider buying every week are things that expire or don't hold up in the freezer, like eggs in a shell, some dairy products, green leafy veggies, cucumbers, and fresh tomatoes, to name a few. When shopping for perishables, think about versatility, food items that can be used in a lot of different ways. There aren't many foods that can't be preserved by freezing. One great resource available in the Delta is Myers Farms produce boxes. These produce boxes are sold for $40 to $20, whichever fits your family's budget. When thinking about foods to stock up for a month, consider stocking up on the basics to help with meal planning, making sure to purchase pantry and freezer items from all five food groups. For produce, choose canned and frozen produce. Canned and frozen fruits and vegetables are picked at peak freshness and can be just as nutritious as fresh foods. The process of canning and freezing preserves many nutrients. Try to avoid items with excess added sugar or salt. For vegetables, maybe consider canned tomatoes. They come in various forms and are a versatile ingredient that can be used in many different recipes like soup, sauces, casseroles, and more. Dried mushrooms and different flavored spaghetti sauces add a depth of flavor to your meals. For fruits, think about raisins, dried cranberries, dried apricots, and other dried fruits, which are loaded with dietary fiber. They add a punch of flavor to your morning breakfast, midday salad, and dinner grains. When thinking about milk and dairy products, dried milk is a good choice because it's shelf stable. Evaporated milk can be substituted for liquid milk in most recipes. Parmesan and other pre-shredded cheeses can be frozen and added to soups, stews, and pasta dishes. For protein foods, stock up on canned and dried lentils, as well as beans. These are a great source of protein. Toss cooked beans in salads, soups, stews, and other dishes. Canned tuna, anchovies, and sardines are a pantry must. They are a quick way to add protein, healthy fats, and flavor to your meals. Nuts can be stored in the freezer and added to cold cereals, salads, hot grains, and other dishes. For grains, keep a stash of oatmeal, buckwheat, and other whole grain cereals in your pantry. Barley, millet, and quinoa, as well as other grains, provide staples for healthy meals. Also keep a variety of rice on hand, like long grain, short grain, basmati, and brown rice. Different forms of pasta are great for an easy, quick, and filling family meal. Give yourself an extra nutrition boost by buying whole grain pasta or maybe trying pasta made from beans, peas, or lentils. After making or buying bread, maybe think about storing a majority of it in the freezer so it doesn't spoil.
Thank you. Often I find myself saying, I don't want that. We just had that the other day. Or I get tired of preparing food and meat the same or using the same seasonings. How would you suggest keeping your food interesting or trying new flavors and possibly on a budget?
Great question. It's all about stocking up on the basics. Think about stocking up on foods in the five food groups. By changing what sort of grain you buy or vegetable you purchase, it can create more variety in your diet. Don't be afraid to try new ingredients. Some ways to change the flavor of recipes is by adding different oils like olive oil, peanut oil, walnut, sesame, or avocado oil, different vinegars like cider, white, or balsamic, different stocks like veggie chicken or beef. For herbs and spices, pick up the smaller container to ensure that the herbs will be as fresh as possible when you use them. Maybe also consider choosing flax and other seeds. These add protein, fiber, and omega-3 fatty acids to your foods. Consider adding these to cereal, salads, sausages, and homemade baked goods.
Great ideas. Thank you. There are some days where the workday has been long or something unexpected pops up that completely drains our energy, leaving us with little motivation to find and make a meal. What's a good quick meal consist of? Or what do you suggest for easy, healthy meals?
Healthy meal consists of balance between the different food groups using whole ingredients. Creating balance results in feeling fuller longer and eating an overall nutritious meal. For dinner, this may mean choosing a veggie. I like to roast my veggies in the oven with olive oil and dried herbs, choose a protein, and choose a whole grain. A lot of the time I just end up roasting up the protein and veggie together and then placing it over a bed of whole grains, like brown rice, wild rice, bulgur, or millet. The combo of the fiber and protein keeps me feel fuller, longer. An even easier option would be if you were able to just pull pre-prepared items out of the freezer. So maybe consider freezing leftovers from big dishes like soups, stews, or casseroles. This would help on those days you just don't have energy.
That's a great suggestion. And I actually make soup once a week. chicken soup, split pea soup, and then prepackage it and put it in the freezer. And it's just really a quick, easy meal to just pull out and defrost and have any time. So I like that, I use that. So for week three, the goal is to learn skills that create tasty meals. The Academy suggests we accomplish this goal by keeping healthful ingredients on hand, practice proper home safety, share meals together as a family whenever possible, reduce food waste, and try new flavors and foods. Audrey, in our tobacco cessation program, participants often tell us they're worried about gaining weight. What would you recommend to someone that is trying to quit tobacco and reports feeling hungry all the time? What are some healthy snacks you recommend?
For individuals that are trying to quit tobacco and feel hungry all the time, I recommend practicing mindful eating, really listening to your body's hunger and fullness cues. When creating a healthy snack, the goal is for the snack to keep you satisfied until mealtime and be nutrient dense. For example, pairing veggies or fruit with protein and healthy fats like carrots and seal oil, fruit and nut butter, fruit and cheese, whole grain crackers and hummus, or maybe even an egg and avocado on whole grain toast.
Okay, great. And then just a follow-up question for that too. Our participants often tell us too that when they quit using tobacco, I mean, some of them experience high energy. Now they're feeling better, so they have more energy because they're not using tobacco. But some participants feel tired and sluggish. And I'm just wondering, are there some foods that you could recommend, or what kind of eating habits can you recommend for those participants to kind of give them a pick-me-up and provide a little bit of extra energy?
Yeah, so I would encourage those participants to think about what they're putting in their bodies, focusing on making sure that every bite counts. Try to eat whole foods, creating balance between the different food groups. By eating whole ingredients and balancing different food groups, you'll feel more energetic and fuller for a longer period of time. Balancing food groups is like pairing a fruit or vegetable with a healthy fat or protein. For example, pairing tundra berries, Greek yogurt, and nut butter. From this, you're getting fiber from the berries, protein from the Greek yogurt, and healthy fats from the nut butter. And these make you feel satiated for a longer period of time.
So during the pandemic, more people than ever before are experimenting in the kitchen, which can be fun and frustrating at the same time. For our listeners that are feeling frustrated or just not comfortable experimenting with food and recipes, what resources can you suggest to them to get them started?
I understand that it can be intimidating at first. I think a good place to start is learning different dry heat, like roasting, baking, and sautéing, and moist heat, like steaming, boiling, and poaching, cooking methods. From that point, I think that learning knife skills, like how to hold a knife and cut foods into different shapes and sizes, or maybe how to make basic stocks, like meat, fish, and vegetable, or sauces, like bechamel, tomato, or hollandaise, really help instill those basic cooking skills. Learning the fundamentals of cooking sets you up for success to make easy to complicated recipes. Another place to start could be learning how to make your favorite meal that maybe a family member makes or something you find that you always order when you go out to eat. For example, my favorite meal growing up was my mom's macaroni and cheese. By learning how to make this recipe, I learned how to make a basic white sauce, also known as bechamel, which is part of many different recipes and kind of set me up for success in the future.
And moving right along to week four of eatright.org's weekly key is to consult with a registered dietitian nutritionist, an RDN. Audrey, as an RDN, I understand you're able to offer medical nutrition therapy, otherwise known as MNT. What is medical nutrition therapy?
Medical nutrition therapy is a nutrition-based therapy provided by a registered dietitian nutritionist. It consists of a nutrition diagnosis as well as therapeutic and counseling services for the purpose of disease management. It's a supportive process of establishing individualized goals to foster self-care.
Nice. And I know MNT is tailored to each individual, but what are some goals I can try to make right now?
Some goals to maybe consider trying out right now might include making sure that every bite counts. So eat meals filled with a variety of whole ingredients. This means eating less processed foods, also known as junk food, as well as consuming less sugar, sweet, and beverages. Eating a variety of whole ingredients ensures that you're getting enough vitamins and minerals and that you will be satiated for a long time after meals, which ultimately will decrease the amount that you snack. Another goal could be to decrease sedentary time. It's recommended to break up sedentary time lasting greater than 30 minutes. So if you watch TV at night, consider standing, walking, or maybe doing some light physical activity during commercial break or every 30 minutes.
Audrey, thanks so much for joining us today for KYUK's Wellness Wednesday show. It's greatly appreciated and nice to hear what resources we have out here. If our listeners have more questions for you, how can they reach you?
So I work for the diabetes department at YKHC. You can contact me by phone. My number is 543-6273 or by email. My email is audrey_conrad@ykhc.org. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Audrey. It's been a pleasure having you on the show today. I really appreciate you taking time to share your knowledge of nutrition with us today. And for our listeners that want to find more information on the 4 weekly nutrition health keys we discussed today, go to www.eatright.org. Additionally, if you're a tobacco user and would like support in stopping tobacco use, please contact the YKHC Tobacco Cessation Program at 543-6312. We offer telephone counseling and medications to reduce cravings associated with stopping tobacco. Another really good resource if you're looking to stop tobacco use or you know somebody that is wanting to stop is to call the Alaska Tobacco Quitline. It's a toll-free service and they provide 4 different counseling sessions throughout the year, and they can also provide some nicotine replacement therapy. You can reach them by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW or 1-800-784-8669.
That wraps up our conversation today for YKHC's Tobacco Cessation and Diabetes Prevention and Control contribution to KYUK's Wellness Wednesday. March is National Nutrition Month. Try to follow the weekly keys given by eatright.org. Being mindful of what we eat helps fill our bodies with healthy nutrients and may reduce risk to prediabetes, diabetes, cardiac issues, and other health issue problems. If you'd like to meet with a dietitian or have any questions about diabetes, please call 543-6133 to schedule an appointment today. For your convenience, telehealth appointments are available.
Thank you for listening to Wellness Wednesday on KYUK. For more information and resources offered in this episode, visit us at kyuk.org by going to the Programs tab and navigating to Wellness Wednesday. Join us every Wednesday here on KYUK at 10 a.m. or anytime by going to kyuk.org.